Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the story of June. The month of June is named for the ancient Indo-European creator goddess Uni, the One, from whose name we get the word unity. In Rome, she was called Juno or Juno, the great mother goddess. Juno ruled over all aspects of Roman life, from the governing of the people to the very heartbeat of the unborn infant. So it was fitting that the month containing the summer solstice, the sun at the zenith of her glory, would be named for this all-powerful, all-encompassing goddess. Juno oversaw all facets of Roman society and had scores of epithets defining her many roles. For example, she was Juno Moneta, the advisor, guiding matters of state, law, and finance. In fact, our word money comes from this important epithet. She was also Juno Caespitae, the preserver, and called upon to protect her people from the threats of Rome's enemies. Sailors invoked Juno Fortuna, the mother of luck, when out on the stormy seas. And people prayed to Juno Tempus, the mother of time, to bring them through a long and happy life. Juno also had agency in all aspects of women's lives, including marriage and childbirth. Regarding marriage, one of her epithets was Juno Pronuba, arranger of appropriate love matches. As Juno Cinxia, she blessed the first act of lovemaking, and as Juno Februata, she fueled the heat of sexual desire. In fact, vestiges of Juno's influence on marriage are found even to the present day, for the month of June is traditionally the month for weddings. After the wedding, Juno Populonia blessed the conception of the fetus, and Juno Asipago strengthened the bones of the developing fetus. And when the time arrived, Juno Sospita eased the pains of labor, and Juno Lucina led the newborn into the light of life. So all-encompassing was Juno's power that she did not need a male partner to conceive. As Juno Martialis, she impregnated herself using her magic lily. This is how she gave birth to her son Mars, who was originally a gentle agricultural and forest god, Mars Silvanus, until he was conscripted by the expanding Roman Empire to become the god of war. Eventually, as Roman society slid deeper into patriarchy and needed to strengthen male domination, Juno was given a husband, the god Jupiter or Jove. Jove was originally an obscure rain god who never really became more than a magnanimous, jovial, easygoing consort who occasionally tossed a few thunderbolts about. But it was always Juno who did the real work of sustaining the Roman peoples. She was Juno Regina, the queen of heaven and earth. In Roman society, it was believed that each man had his genius, that essence which made him alive and creative. We still use the word genius to signify superior intellect and ability. But Romans also believed that each woman had her Juno, her Junius, that enlivening inner force of femaleness, her own female soul, which made her creative and nurturing and skilled at protecting and sustaining relationships with the earth and all its beings. But with the rise of patriarchy, a woman's Junius, her inner Juno, was slowly dismissed as irrelevant and ultimately forgotten. But our world needs Junius more than ever now. The power of Juno enables fairness and equality, compassion and love, and the ability and the will to be in relationship with all other beings, to build a more just and equitable world of kinship with all life. And so, in this month of June, in this time of war and uncertainty, we honor the wisdom and compassion of the Great Mother Juno, that she may bring us to a place of safety and of love. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.